This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon, leading off as we'll get you set for a doubleheader today. Phillies, Padres, Mick Abel going in the first game, Christopher Sanchez tonight. Our old buddy Nick Pivetta pitching, I think, the first game for the Padres, at least one of these games, Cease in the other game. So we'll get you set up for a doubleheader. Bryce Harper is in the lineup for game number one. We'll see if he is going to play both ends of a doubleheader just a day or so after coming back. All right, before we go back to the phones, and we'll get to all your Watt and Nolan Smith calls here, Hugh, a couple things yesterday, as we have to always be transparent with the audience here at WIP. We do. Yep, we'll get to what Jack's old golf coach said on the air yesterday on the afternoon show. But first, I just want to pull up this note on my phone because we had a cool opportunity yesterday.
It was fun.
Yes, we had a chance to play MLB The Show on Fanavision here at Citizens Bank Park. It was part of the Phillies Fantastic Auction, a winning family bid, obviously a wonderful and generous donation to the charity. And as part of it, we would play with the winners, right? So there was a couple families there, some adults, but then the kids were playing, right?
Yeah,
so,
the kids.
So we played. First they were playing, then we got up there, and we're like, no, you guys can keep playing, but they wanted to play against us. So you and I formed a team, and we kind of went back and forth, you know, every inning or so we switched the remote back. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that I was dominating. I wasn't. I think we both pitched pretty well.
Yeah, pitching was easier to do.
Yes.
Than actual hitting.
They held us down offensively. We started bunting. At least I did, to try to get some runs on the board. But we, you know, we weren't raking. We need to keep it
we
a low scoring game.
Definitely were not raking.
No, it was more like the 2025 Phillies. We needed to win a low scoring game.
So, you guys bunting and MLB The Show is soft, by the way.
I bunted a lot.
Yeah,
Francisco.
Listen, Francisco, we were getting shut down. It was a 1-0 game, and we're trying to manufacture some runs. Okay, so give us a break. But here's what happened, and the kids encouraged me to write this stuff down so I could share it. This is some of what Hugh allowed when he was, you know, in charge of our team. There were multiple pitch clock violations.
Multiple.
I'm not sure if there were two or three, but you had
no. There was probably it was like four.
Okay. There was defense that you can't even imagine how bad, including you allowing an inside the park home run.
Yeah, they took advantage of me
on a ball that should have been a single.
Yeah.
At one point, I think they bunted. And you got the ball with JT because we were the Phillies.
Yes.
And you, instead of throwing to first base, you dove on the ground as if he collapsed.
I didn't understand the button.
Okay. Hugh's base running is unbelievably bad. He tried to get to third base on a ball that was normally a single.
I would've made
it. He just kept running.
I didn't know how to stop running.
Okay.
I didn't know how to stop running.
At one point, you threw behind a batter.
Yes, I did.
And to top it all off, you let Alec Bohm steal a base.
Yes,
probably the
did.
Slowest runner on the team.
Yes.
What did you do? What do you have to say for yourself?
Okay.
Here?
First, in my defense.
Two pitch clock violations?
It was like four.
It
was like four. I've never played it before. And those kids took advantage of the old man. I felt taken advantage of. And the worst part about it was, once they realized how sorry I was.
Yeah, they went after you.
Oh, they doubled down. They started talking trash. And the one kid asked me, and I got hot for a minute, but I had to remember there was kids.
And it was for charity.
joke. When he asked me, he said, "Is that the only pitch you could throw?" And I was about to be like, "You little," and I was like, "Wait a minute."
Let's self-edit.
It's not that serious. You know, because as a video gamer, you know, when you get on there and people get to, you know, playing Call of Duty or a game like that, they start talking trash. Kids are the worst trash talkers. Anybody that's on a mic know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I had them physically there with me talking trash. And I had to remember that they were just children, because they were hurting they hurt my feelings, Joe. I mean, I'm going to be transparent. Mm. My feelings was hurt.
This is really.
Hey, Francisco. And you know what the absolute worst part about it was?
Well, we lost. That was.
Well, that. And then they just started passing the control around. I felt like a doorknob. Everybody got a turn. Felt like my name was Diamond. Who want a piece?
Who wants to embarrass you, Douglas? You want to play?
It did. You know what? The little girl, like, she asked for the autograph before we started playing. Because if she'd asked after, I don't know if I would have gave, because I was in my feelings.
I just don't understand what happened on the multiple pitch clock violations.
Because, Joe.
Just press a button.
No, because I'm trying to, I'm trying to learn on the fly, right?
Yeah.
So then when you were playing, I tried to Google, and you know, when we kept pushing the X button.
Oh, you tried too hard.
We were, because we getting killed at that point.
Yeah.
So pushing the X button in the show, you're trying to go for the home run.
Right.
So I figured out, okay, it's certain swings that you have to have. Like, if you go for the home run, you're sacrificing accuracy.
Yeah, kind of like
Schwarber.
But
you get more power. Yeah, you're sacrificing accuracy.
Sure.
So I said, okay, well, let's go for just get a first bunt, a bunt or something, base hit.
Moving runners, moving like Bryce
runners.
Harper.
I was trying to move runners. I moved a few runners.
You did.
But they kept running.
Well, that's also part of the problem.
I didn't know how to make them stop.
When Hugh had a bloop single to center and he tried to get the third on it, I knew we were in big trouble.
And then I started – then I figured out the bunt button.
Yeah, we both figured that out.
And then they got mad. The kids got mad.
Well, that was our only offense.
So I'm trying to bunt.
We lean into that for a couple innings.
They were like, "You're bunting Bryce Harper?" Yes. Yes, I am. That's not what he does.
Stupid.
He does it today. And that's what I told him. And I had to tone it down a little bit because the parents were there. I'm like, whoa. But it gets like that when you play video games. Man, see, mom and dad, they ain't understand.
Well, they were laughing at us too.
Well, they were laughing, but it gets serious. It gets real out here in these streets. But when they start talking trash, I was like, dog.
Yeah.
Y'all talking trash?
It was not a good spot for us.
It was not.
They won. We lost. And Hugh played the worst fundamental baseball I've ever seen.
It was the worst. Yeah. But
When they had the inside the Parker, that's when they went from giggling to they'll talk about this forever.
And they were laughing. And they were high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
That hurt. I mean, it hurt. It hurt bad. And I had to sit there like the adult. See, this times like that where I hate being an adult. Because I know how I'm supposed to act, but that's not how I want to act in that moment.
Yeah. Well, you had to set the example. They were
11. Yeah, and that was a struggle. That was a little bit of a struggle for me. But I got through it. I laughed and giggled about it when I got in my truck and I cried a little
bit. This is really.
Joe, I cried a little bit. My pride was hurt. It was hurt a little bit. Don't nobody hurt your feelings. It's the truth. Nobody hurts your feelings like kids.
You know why? Because it's real.
Yes, it's genuine. Yeah. It's raw. And that's why when they were sitting over there and they're laughing and giggling at me, that cut deep.
Yeah.
That cut deep.
And now the rest of the summer, we got to play against that old guy and we cooked him.
He was like, you know, Hugh Douglas, you mean that old fart? He was horrible.
That guy, he used to play. He doesn't know anything. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Man, bleep those kids. Let me tell you something.
Hey,
they
Jeff.
They are losing –
I wanted to say it so bad, but I was like, I got to be a grown-up.
I know. They were losing zero sleep over they took advantage of it. Because you know what they do? Because I've been a victim of this myself. They don't want you to play, but they won't tell you everything on how to play the game well.
No, and they didn't, because I'm sitting there, and they didn't tell me. They just did. You know what the worst part, Jeff?
It's not their responsibility to help you.
They start stealing bases. They just start stealing bases just because.
Run it up.
I couldn't stop them.
Okay.
I couldn't stop them.
Two quick food things for you, Hugh. One, there's a new Buc-ee's opening up that's just opened up this weekend in Harrisonburg, Virginia. So it's not as far away.
No, I told Joe. That's like a four. I already Googled. It's like
he
a 4-hour trip. 4-hour
trip.
4.5 hours.
Yep. Yeah.
Also, you need to, if you haven't already, get a sub or a steak sandwich at the Claymont Steak Shop.
I've been. You know what I got though? I got. They have the steak fries, right? But I ended up getting the club sandwich. The club sandwich was banging, though.
Dude,
club sandwich
all
was banging.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been there.
All right, so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm with you on this, Joe. Initially, you would think, yeah, TJ, bring TJ Watt here. But I think there's more upside in the long run with Nolan Smith. And why would you put a whole lot of money out on TJ Watt when you might get 2 years out of him, two good years? But you still got to pay some of these other guys on defense in the next couple of years. I just don't think financially it's the best move to make.
So I do agree with the idea that there's more upside, right? One guy's 24, one guy's 31, right? So there's a real chance Nolan's here for 7 more years or 10, you know, whatever the number is. And that, no matter what, Watt won't be that. The one part about this, Jeff, that I don't know, you don't know, I don't know if the Steelers or Eagles know, is like, is Watt going to age like a Jason Taylor or Strahan or, you know, some of those guys last until they're 35, 36, 37. Or is it going to be more like, and I don't mean this as a dig, just, you know,
a little bit. It's
more
be,
like
it's
Hugh Douglas,
be, it's
and
be a dig.
At 32, it's over. I mean,
I'm just saying the brightest stars burn the brightest. They burn out the fastest.
Yeah.
That's all
you
I got
to say.
You've
been sitting on that one for a while.
Yeah,
okay. If he's more like Hugh, then it's a bad trade. If he's more like Jason Taylor, if I get the next 5 years out of Watt, that's a lot of production.
Wait a minute. Jeff said, you got a point.
It's true.
I like the point that Hugh brought up about how quickly – these guys have learned under Vic Fangio. Like, it usually takes a couple of years, and these guys got it together in one. Actually, inside of 1 year, when you think about it. So, to me, the fact that he's a little smaller doesn't bother me as much as it would, you know, normally. But also, it's not like we have to do this to win a championship now. We've won one. We've won two in the last 8 years. It's not like we've never won one, and TJ might put us over the top. Because in that scenario, maybe you would try to go for it. But
well, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, you know. They're definitely not desperate, and none of us should be desperate. They just won the Super Bowl. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I actually view it the opposite way, though. They're in a special window, right? Like, if the Eagles went 9-7 or 9-8 last year, whatever, and they were pretty good, the 7 seed, you could say, well, this guy will put them over the top, and I might say, yeah, or maybe they're not ready. Like, we know they're ready. Like, they have – think about how many prime-level – great or very good players they have. Like, a lot, right? Between Hurts and Saquon and AJ and Devontae and the line and Jalen Carter and Quinyon and Cooper and Zach Bond, they have the nucleus to win it again. So, like, I view it as, like, we're in this window where they can win. They could win two or three more Super Bowls in the next 4 years. And I think Watt gives them a better chance to do that. And look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I don't think this is going to happen. So Nolan's probably going to be the one that's here anyway.
Yes.
So I hope he's the one with 14 sack seasons, and he's dominating in the postseason. And I say, look, I'm glad we kept him. But as I sit here today, I would do the deal. Antoine is in Philadelphia. Hey, Antoine.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Antoine. What's up?
I'm trying to sign TJ Watt. I've been listening to y'all this morning, you know, pros and cons about it. But I think if we get a motivated Watt who got traded, a motivated Watt, he might just put up 20 sacks this year.
Well, he's done it before.
Motivated Watt is going to be crazy.
I'm curious. What is the motivating factor for TJ to be here?
The motivating factor for TJ is he's been with an organization who ain't been winning for a while. So winning should be motivating. What you think?
Money's going to motivate TJ Watt. I think money is, in order to get TJ Watt, TJ Watt has a dollar amount in his head. And if he doesn't get that dollar amount, then, you know, this, it doesn't matter.
But Hugh, if you give TJ 2 years, 80.2, just 100,000 more than Myles Garrett, just to make him the highest paid, add that with the 21 he got, and then the Eagles, you know, finagle the cap, I already do it just to get him paid guaranteed for the first couple
why
years.
Why are we doing that when we won the Super Bowl with a bunch of young guys last year?
Because
Hugh, every year is a new team, so we want to get better. And if we got the opportunity, that is not
lost on me, sir. But you know, I did play 10 years in the NFL, so I understand that concept. But financially, if you got, for everything I just told you, you got a bunch of young guys on here who, in a small sampling size, picked up what Vic Fangio was putting down in one season, why are you paying somebody $80 million when you already got the pieces here? What is the rationale in that?
Well, I'm not sure they have the pieces. You weren't
sure they had the pieces last year.
Right, but they have less. They clearly have less than they had last year. They just have less good players.
See, we tend to forget. We tend to forget.
Last year. So if you bring Watt in for them young guys, it's going to benefit. Of course, we're talking about getting rid of Nolan, and I love Nolan. Anybody the Eagles draft and come here and he rolling with us, I'm going to have love for him. But to get a motivated TJ Watt for a year or two, that could be scary, man.
Antoine, good call, man. We appreciate
it. It's not a good call.
What is?
It's not.
I think the motivation is something different. He's going to get paid. Well, he's getting
his money. He's going to get paid regardless of where
he goes. So the motivation, I would think, is his legacy. Like, think if I'm him, I'm like, I've put in, 8 years?
He's definitely put in work.
Of Hall of Fame work, and you're paying
every – to the Hall of Fame. He's definitely going.
But if I'm him, I'm like, wait a second. I've been the guy here for all these years, and now you're paying everyone but me. You're bringing DK Metcalf. He's never played here. You paid him. You're bringing in Jalen Ramsey, and they're gonna, obviously he's making a lot of money. I don't get my money. So screw you guys. I'm going to go to Philadelphia and win the Super Bowl.
Because he plays a position that has turned expendable like overnight.
Right, but I'm saying I think there is motivation if they trade him. He's probably the best player the Steelers ever traded away.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But I'm not giving up Nolan Smith on a team that has a tremendous upside, in my opinion. And when you talk about these young guys playing together, like this is the thing we tend to forget. And I'm here to remind everybody. We had this same conversation about this defense at the beginning of last year.
But there's something missing. We're pretending that the young guys on the front were the leaders. They weren't. Like, Josh Sweat had more sacks than any of these guys we're talking about. They were the secondary. They were secondary.
Josh Sweat came on late in the season.
No, I know, but there is something about being the background singer versus being the lead singer. Mm-hmm. We've never seen these guys be the lead singers. Like, never seen Hunt or no.
And with that being said.
So we're assuming they can do it. And I think they can, but I don't know.
That, you know, Diana Ross used to be a background singer before she became a lead singer.
I thought she was an actress.
Well, she used to be. I'm just saying, before she became a world-renowned actress.
Yeah, here we go.
She was a background singer.
Yeah, but sometimes background singers are background singers for a reason.
So you have to give them the opportunity to thrive and grow.
I agree with that. But it doesn't mean I think they're going to win the Super Bowl because they're just here.
No, but this is the thing. Nobody wants to give. We've seen this defense. Everybody act like this is the 85 Bears and we're just adding one more piece. This defense was a huge unknown last year. We went into last season hoping and praying that our offense was going to click and be the offense that we thought they were going to be. That's why they paid the receivers. Mm-hmm. That's why they were willing to let Josh Sweat go, because the offense was supposed to lead the way. And unfortunate for the offensive coordinator or the quarterback or whatever it was, that didn't happen. So the defense led the way.
Yep.
But that's not the design.
That's true.
Yeah, so we want to break from the formula. Let's not forget, even though the defense was as good as they were, That was not supposed to be the leading factor for this team.
So we're hoping and wishing again that it turns out the same way.
We're hoping, okay, to your point, we're hoping that the offense takes off like we thought they were going to take off, and the defense is going to be complimentary like they were supposed to be, but they weren't.
Yes, that's the hope.
But it wasn't like that. So now we want to change the formula because T.J. Watt's available.
Yeah.
That's not the formula.
It could be.
That's not the formula.
But it turned into the formula last year. So let's replicate.
By happenstance. I just wanted to use that word.
Okay.
Just wanted to throw that
just
out
like
there.
We're just working words in. Shea Langerly.
Yeah, you know me. I just like to work, you know. I just like to work words in every day.
And the Wiggy.
Yeah, you know, you remember that word. That was going to be
Andy Wiggins. Stop, man.
Ike Stopman at the end is my favorite.
No, because Ike, but you see what I was saying, he was over there shaking his head like, yeah. But then he was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. What's going on? All right, let's talk to DOT in West Philly. What's up, DOT?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Good, what's up, man. What's up?
Hey, listen, right? The Nolan Smith T.J. Watt trade cannot go down. Let me give you a few reasons. For one, me personally, this is one of my number one reasons, but I got a couple more. How do you think the rest of his homies going to feel after they trading? You think Jalen Carter would resign with us if he do? If I'm Jalen Carter and y'all trade my guy, that we got a chance to make better with me?
Yeah, the homies. I'm gonna
blow up the contract. Y'all gonna have to pay me. I'm gonna crack the Eagles.
I think it's a good part of the conversation, right? Because all these Georgia guys came in, and now you're kind of dumping one for an outsider. But like we realize, they just took Jahad Campbell, and that probably means they're not going to pay N'Kobe Dean. Isn't this life in the NFL? This is reality here. They're not all going to be here forever, and they may have just drafted N'Kobe's replacement. So
that is the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of football.
Yeah, the beast, which y'all making it seem like Nolan Smith had the injury last year, like N'Kobe Dean. Y'all making it seem like he didn't come off last year at the end of the season. He's not a scrub. He's played great, and he's only 24. He's not 30. Just give him a chance to go into it. If we trade him for T.J. Watt, yeah, T.J. Watt is a great player, but just like the other coach said, why are they trading? Why aren't they trading? He's just so much trading. Another thing, Pittsburgh, the number one, they paid the most players last year on defense, and they wasn't nowhere near top 10.
Why didn't the Giants let Saquon Barkley go? People do dumb things all the time. If I can get a great player, like that's like us saying last year, well, why the Giants let him go? Are we sure we want to sign Saquon?
Because they ain't want to pay.
Right, but,
same thing.
So non-great teams do dumb things all the time. So I want to take advantage of it. I'm not going to take them because the Steelers don't know what they're doing. The Steelers just signed Aaron Rodgers. Like, do we think the Steelers, and DOT we appreciate, do we think the Steelers are in a good place right now? They signed Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
They're in a terrible place.
He was high probably at practice.
Yeah. They're going to regret that in 10 minutes is what they're going to regret, okay?
I don't know what that is, dog. I'm on the air. How you doing? See, that's what I'm talking about, right?
We've reached the portion of the show where Hugh talks to everyone on the concourse.
Well, I know. Congratulations. I guess she congratulated.
She had some sort of shawl on. I couldn't read what it said. It was a birthday or a graduation or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I also don't know what's going on with Jack versus the camera, but his golf coach from high school was on yesterday. Let's hear some of this as he came on to kind of explain his relationship back in the day with Jack.
Definitely thought he was big man on campus.
Yeah. Okay.
And there were times where I would have to say to Jack, you know what? You're not allowed to wear your golf hat on the golf course. I mean, your baseball hat. He was Mr. Baseball.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. And he never shied away from telling you how good he was in baseball.
I mean, ace the staff for 2 years, you know.
So nothing's changed is where we're at. You know, the Jack from high school is still the Jack as he is now. Did you enjoy his coach on yesterday? This is your life, Jack Fritz, has become this week on WIP.
See, we're here now. We're here.
We've been here all week. I mean,
we've been here all week. And I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say this. But it's obvious from, what is it, he had his baseball coach on.
Oh, and then the golf coach there.
And his golf coach that – Jack has a high sense of self, which is not bad. Not bad to have that.
Sure.
It's not bad to have that. But
great competitors typically
do. Yeah, they are. But there's something that it feels like Jack's missing. And that's...
What do you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Is it heart?
Soft.
Toughness?
I
mental
didn't say
toughness?
That.
I mean, what are you getting at?
Jack needs to...
He's an idiot.
This event... Thanks a lot, Francisco. Don't put words in my mouth because I ain't said nothing. He needs to
bounce
back.
You're alluding to it.
Well, no, he just needs to bounce back,
man. Of course
he
does.
He needs to bounce back.
I still think he's going to win this thing.
But these last couple of days ain't really been ringing endorsements.
Well, the video is out now. At least some of the video is out from the end of that golf competition.
You know, this is the part of the show where I like to throw people under the bus. Man.
Well, make it quick.
And, you know, there was some, you know, I was privy to a couple, you know, text messages that flew back and forth talking about, you know, putting pressure on certain people to change certain editing and stuff like that.
You're telling me this isn't the raw video?
No, that from what I've been from what I've gleaned.
Wow.
From everything.
This is why you're not allowed to be in the behind the scenes meetings.
See, I'm kind of like, I'm not throwing everybody under the bus, but I'm alluding to a lot of, you know, massaging of the video.
Okay.
Because I heard that it might be way worse than the part that was.
Well,
there.
I've seen the full video.
You have?
And I can tell you it is bad. It was as rough as you can.
All I got to say is Jack better bounce back Wednesday, because if he don't, I ain't coming to work Thursday.
Well, he might not either. All right, 215 592-9494. Coming up, we'll get you set for the doubleheader. Leading off, Phillies Padres. Bryce Harper's in the lineup. Should he play both games? And a Philly I saw in a trade rumor this morning. We've seen this name out there before. Not for a while, though. Could the Phillies move on from a veteran we're all very accustomed to? 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, I got to read.
Yeah,
Hatfield just dropped something special. It's this marinated carnitas. Let me tell you, that's what I'm going to do when I get home. I have four of them, right? But I'm going to go and take the other two and put them in a crock pot. And I'm going to make me some quesadillas. They're tender, juicy. They have flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is a next-level pork roast. The new Hatfield Marinated Carnitas Pork Roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or today or whenever you feel like a hero or want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork, people. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.